You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode 696. Thanks guys for hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great one. Getting a lot of flying in, a lot of maybe old episodes in, why not? And thank you for all the reviews. Thank you for those of you that are subscribing. We appreciate every single one of you.
But please share the show because it probably will help someone. So please take 30 seconds and share the show. Greatly appreciate it. We got a good question today about the right phantom for mapping, because you can buy actually the wrong phantom. Also going to talk about using mapping applications on Crystal Sky. Is it working? Is it glitchy? I'm going to give you the answer. Anyway, special thanks to our sponsors today from the Drone You community. With over now 26 classes and the light painting class live, there is a whole lot that you can learn from the Drone You community. And with the Part 107 recency test coming up, how are you going to study for that test? Well, you can use the online quizzes and tests on the Drone You community. Also, special thanks to our friends at Energen, who create battery chargers for you in the field. They're portable, they don't have to be plugged in, and they can charge your Phantom Mavic and Unique batteries whenever and wherever you go. So whether it's cold, whether it's warm, whether it's damp, whether it's dry, actually don't use this thing in the ocean. Bad idea. Anyway, but you're definitely going to want to check out their website, myenergen.com/shop, and check out any of their battery chargers from the A40, the P40, or the M10, and use discount code DRONEUA40 for the A40 unit, or DRONEUP40 for the P40 unit, or DRONEUM10 to save some moolah on a battery charger, which will be really useful for you in the field. All right, Rob, let's go ahead and let's hear what we got today.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is David, and I'm over here in El Paso, Texas, a few hours away from you. And I have a question. I'm wanting to go into mapping with drones. So I took the decision of buying the Phantom 4 Pro Plus, and I just got it like 5 days ago. And I tried to install a free version of Autopilot, and I noticed that DJI does not allow me to install any third-party apps. So do you have any suggestions for that? Or please don't tell me that I need to buy another control remote, because I already spent a lot of money with this Phantom 4. Well, thanks, guys.
Phantom 4 Pro Plus. Gosh, don't you love DJI products? They sell you on having a screen so you don't have to use your iPhone or your iPad because it could get too hot and then they burn down. No, they don't burn down, but you lose your video signal. Well, here's the thing. Without the ability to use third-party apps, it's going to be very, very difficult to do some mapping.
Is it very, very difficult or impossible?
Well, with a Crystal Sky, it's extremely difficult, but with a Phantom 4 Pro Plus, it is impossible. Now, what can he do? I would recommend that he actually return that and just try to get a Phantom 4 Pro and then use the difference for some accessories, like an extra battery. That way, he can use his iPhone, or if he's using an Android phone to do mapping. In fact, the Android version of Pix 4D is actually better than the iPhone version.
I am so glad this is being recorded.
Well, no, there's actually something really cool in the Pix 4D Capture app on Android. You know what that is?
I don't.
The continuation of missions.
Yeah.
So you can do bigger missions. Man, that would have been powerful at the golf course.
Yeah,
Just saying.
Well, no, that made it. It adds time.
It
right?
does.
Obviously, a lot of time, expense, batteries, all that good stuff.
It sure does. But anyway, when using the Crystal Sky, now you can actually download third-party apps. You can see I've got the 5-inch Crystal Sky that I got from DJI Manhattan here. And one thing I actually do like about this is that you can plug in two SD cards to cache your footage in case the drone does go down. And you have some late-night flying sessions at the lake, right, Joel? That's right. So, anyway, you know who you are. We're talking about you. The Crystal Sky can now use third-party apps, but in the disclaimer of DJI Go 4 and the new update for the Crystal Sky, they do mention that there is no support. And so far, my apps have been very, very glitchy on this thing.
Really?
So more so than normal. And I would just not recommend it. It's kind of a headache in itself. I like the Crystal Sky for the bright screen. This is definitely great for the summer. It's definitely great for playback. If you want to pop a card out of the drone, put it in this thing, and play it back for your clients and customers, that's actually a really cool thing to do.
It has a lot of potential. They just need to let it go.
Yes, it does have a lot of potential, and they do just need to let it go. But as for now, I would say get the Phantom 4 Pro or a unique Typhoon H, which has a built-in screen. Then you don't have to pay for an extra one. Otherwise, you can just get a Phantom 4 Pro. Don't get the Pro Plus because it does have that built-in screen, no third-party apps. Crystal Sky does now allow for third-party apps, but it doesn't work very well right now. It's good to see that they're taking steps to try to make it better, but it's not the solution just yet. So definitely some room for growth there.
Yeah, I hope they'll take it back because otherwise he's kind of stuck, right?
I think they would take it back. I mean, if he was just very clear, I think that that would be fine. Also, you can buy from, it's funny, if you go on Amazon and you buy a drone from DJI on Amazon, it goes to CamRise. Mm-hmm. CamRise is actually DJI Manhattan. So you can buy a drone through Amazon. It actually comes from DJI Manhattan, but you have the Amazon terms and conditions for returning items, which is pretty beneficial.
Yeah, I've used it a few times.
Yeah, I have too.
Myself.
But I would say like out of one every 30 orders, something is wrong with an Amazon order. Like for example, that suction cup mount for my car, I still never got the suction cup. It's kind of annoying.
Details.
Yeah. but for most things, it is really the solution. So I would say, try to return it if you can. I'm sure someone would be happy to help you. I don't know where you bought your drone, but I'm sure if it's just 5 days, you're probably okay. It looks like you sent the message in on the 1st of November. So if you had 5 days and it's 20 days later, you probably still have a couple days you could do this.
I would think so.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, they'll work with you, especially if you're just going to buy a different one.
Yeah, if you're like, hey, I got a Phantom 4 Pro Plus. Pro Plus doesn't work for me. Can I just get the Pro? I doubt that they're going to give you an issue. But we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, let us know. Be curious. Also know how they handled it, where you bought it, and how they handled it where you bought it. I suppose some places might have like a restocking fee, depending upon where you're getting it. But again, you do have some leverage in the fact that you're going to be just essentially exchanging it, not even returning it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'd be willing to work with him as long as he didn't crash it. Now, if he crashed it, that's another story.
That's going to be a problem.
Totally.
Doesn't sound like he did, though.
No. But anyway, I think that answers the question for today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Would love some business questions, some deep intellectual business questions. Some questions like, why is cloud processing different than desktop processing? What type of computer should I buy to process maps? Just deeper questions. Maybe a question that your friend has, but just doesn't want to ask on the show, just go ahead and ask it for him and feel free to call him out. I mean, whatever.
That's right. Yeah, have a little fun with it. And we'll play along if you call them out.
Yeah, totally.
We'll kind of rub it in a little bit.
Yeah, dig that knife in and turn it.
I'm just kidding. We're not mean.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.